1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Attorney General Merrick Garland has just announced a special counsel will oversee two investigations involving former president and current candidate Donald Trump.
Such an appointment underscores the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters. It also allows prosecutors and agents to continue their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
The investigations involve classified documents Trump kept at Mar-a-Lago after leaving office and the Capitol insurrection. Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
I've spoken with two former attorneys for former President Trump. They believe it's an indicator that the department may have sufficient evidence to bring criminal charges.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It doesn't change the legal calculus. I think it changes the political calculus, which is why we see a special counsel being appointed here.
Now that counsel is Jack Smith, a veteran federal prosecutor who most recently has been investigating international war crimes. Here comes the snow.
Well,
and the plows are on their way, too, in western New York, where much of the region is buried under 2 to 3 feet of snow. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
At one point today, we had over 100 plow trucks on the street in the city of Buffalo.
And North Korea has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile that landed near Japanese waters, the second such test this month, demonstrating the potential for hitting the U.S. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The door is still open from the United States to have a dialogue with North Korea. The ball is sort of in their court right now to come to the table and have discussions, but North Korea has so far not responded. Of course, this is sending a big message that the White House is not taking lightly.
Hundreds of Twitter employees have reportedly quit after being given an ultimatum from new owner Elon Musk. The exits follow thousands of job cuts. Former Twitter senior data scientist Melissa Engel says all of that should be a major worry.
I'm very, very concerned with the human review completely gone, what will happen to the platform?
The Taylor Swift ticket fiasco could mean a federal investigation. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
The U.S. Justice Department launched an antitrust investigation into the parent company of Ticketmaster earlier this year, according to the New York Times. Ticketmaster has been under fire for botching ticket pre-sales for pop star Taylor Swift's upcoming 20-city U.S. tour.
Well, it's a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow is rallying and up more than 115 points. The NASDAQ is down 29. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Yeah, we're replacing the carpets too, so don't worry about that.
No fresh powder yet, but Dan Ski Lodge has an avalanche of projects.
Those 4 rooms are getting hot tubs.
He needs a staff engineer to navigate a flurry of new requests.
And all of those will be fully ADA accessible.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes. Another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
6 more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin battles Nebraska for the Freedom Trophy in Lincoln. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, November 21st. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 1 p.m. in the courthouse, room 114. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 p.m. in the River Block Building, room 206. The Wood County Library Board will meet at 6:30 p.m. by teleconference. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. in the Portage County Annex, Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The City of Stevens Point will hold their regular council meeting at 7 p.m. in the Community Room. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. in the Adams County Library, and the Finance Committee will meet from 5 to 6 p.m. at 101 North Main Street in Adams. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 13. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 20. Cloudy. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 3 above. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a major development in the most important race facing Wisconsin now, I'm not talking about the midterms, and I'm not talking about the presidential race in 2024. I'm talking about the Supreme Court race, primary in February, nonpartisan, supposedly, general election in April. December 1st is the first time they can submit, or should they circulate nomination papers. They have to be filed at the beginning of January. They have a month to do it. And there has been increasing discussion carried on the TV stations, carried in the newspapers, that a judge from Waukesha County, conservative Republican Waukesha County, Jennifer Doro, is going to run. I want to comment about that. Right now, the Republican, and remember something, this is supposed to be nonpartisan. It isn't nonpartisan. There are three Republican members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court right now who are destroyers of democracy. They voted not to certify the election that Joe Biden won. They were willing to overturn the will of the people, destroyers of democracy. Fortunately, the fourth Republican, and remember, there are only seven justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are nine justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. But fortunately, Brian Hagedorn stood tall, read the Constitution, voted to certify that election. But if he hadn't done that, we would have had a constitutional crisis. Now, one of the three destroyers of democracy is not running for re-election, and there's a vote to replace her in April in the general election. If another destroyer of democracy gets in, we will have continued constitutional crises for the next 10 years, because these are 10-year terms. And it's not just the certification of the election. This is the crowd who will vote on gerrymandering. This is the crowd who will vote on whether Walker appointees to the DNR and the Wisconsin Tech Board and other boards can stay on for the full 8 years of Evers governorship, because the gerrymandered Republican Senate will not take them up at all to confirm Evers' appointments. This is not democracy. We have had democracy destroyed in Wisconsin under the Republicans. You do not have democracy when the Democrats get as many or more votes in statewide legislative elections and get one-third of the Senate, 11 Senate seats out of 33. The Republicans have 22. In the past, we'd always had somewhere between 16, 18, 19, reflecting fair maps. Now we get a third. And the same in the Assembly. Right now, the Republicans have a veto-proof majority in the Senate, and they're two seats away from a veto-proof majority in the Assembly, which would then give them a veto-proof majority overall. Why am I mentioning this in the context of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election? Because of another destroyer of democracy, and there are already three of them on the Wisconsin Supreme Court now, gets in, we are going to have our democracy truly destroyed over the next 10 years. Now, fortunately, we have a judge from Milwaukee named Janet Protasiewicz, who's one of the most experienced judges in the state, a tough prosecutor. She was a Milwaukee County prosecutor for more than 20 years. She prosecuted everything from homicides, sexual assaults, everything. There's no one more knowledgeable about criminal law, tougher, and a better judge. And she has stood tall for our democracy. She attacked the decision to get rid of the drop boxes. And she is someone who will defend our democracy. She's a defender of democracy. So far, the only Republican running, and again, it's supposed to be nonpartisan, but it isn't, a fellow named Dan Kelly, Federalist Society guy, Trumper, who actually attacked Brian Hagedorn, another Republican and a conservative one too, because he had the temerity to vote for to certify Joe Biden's election because he won the election. Jennifer Doro, and I'm going to give you her background and what she would do, and then I'm going to give her some advice, and it's done in a friendly way. It really is. But here's the background. She went to law school at Regent University in Virginia. Now, Regent University, the founder, the chancellor, and the CEO is the Reverend Pat Robertson. It's a conservative university. Okay, that's fine. And she is a Waukesha Republican. She's highly conservative. She's the judge who presided over the Waukesha Christmas parade killings. It's just been on the news all the time. This guy, Brooks, represented himself, made strange and delusional statements, and he got six life sentences. It was not a case that required a great deal of political, I should say, legal acumen to manage, either as a lawyer or as a judge, but she brought it home, and that's great. She got a lot of publicity, and she's going to have a lot of publicity in another case after the turn of the year that may be carried on court TV of somebody poisoning somebody. Okay. I think this is going to her head, and it's going to the head of the Republican Party, and they think they can say, oh, okay, well, we'll put another destroyer of democracy in there by simply playing off of this publicity she's gotten. Now, why do I say destroyer of democracy? She will go along with the other three destroyers of democracy that are in there already because she is a conservative Republican. She cannot possibly hold her Trump base and do otherwise. She will continue to say that the people whom Evers has appointed to replace people whose terms have expired on the DNR and the tech board and otherwise, well, they can't take their place because the Senate Republican gerrymandered illegitimate has said they won't take them up. She will go along with the removal of drop boxes. She will do everything that the Republican Party has consistently done. And why do I say that? Because she is a conservative Republican from Waukesha County. And the Republican Party will try to squeeze Dan Kelly out of this because he's quite simply bizarre, aesthetically unappealing. I mean, really, and I mean that in the overall sense, not physically, but I mean, the guy presents a bad image. If he doesn't get out, this is going to be a real free-for-all. Because Doro and Kelly will fight for the Trump base, and Janet Protasiewicz will continue to stand tall for our democracy. Beware of one thing. If asked at forums, Jennifer Doro will not say that she will refuse to certify an election. She'll say, I expect to certify legitimate elections. There will be some word in there that gives her an out. Do you understand that? And if you say, well, would you reverse the decision on drop boxes? She will say, I can't comment on an individual case. And this will be true on any other issue, including abortion, including everything else. That is the out. Remember something. Kavanaugh and Gorsuch on the U.S. Supreme Court, when they're being confirmed, they implied that they would do the right thing. They were asked about Roe v. Wade, and they said, well, that's precedent, and it's double precedent. And the idiot Collins, Susan Collins, and the idiot Dianne Feinstein and the rest of them, oh, okay. How naive are these people? Do not listen to a judge who said, I expect to do something, I might do something, it depends, or I can't talk about it because it's a current case, but I'll do the right thing. This is all baloney. Do you understand that? It's all baloney. Now, here's my advice to Jennifer Doro, and I'm sure she's a fine person. I don't know her at all. I have no animus against her. Do not get into a Supreme Court race 6 weeks before the filing deadline or the circulation deadline for nomination papers. This may go to your head, this momentary publicity. You're very young. You have plenty of time to run again. There are going to be a number of Supreme Court races virtually every year. If you do it now, this is not an atmosphere where the people in this state are going to put up with a destroyer of democracy. There'll be people at your forums with signs that says, Doro, destroyer of democracy. You don't want that. You don't want that. We are tired of Trumpism. We are tired of destroyers of democracy. We're tired of gerrymandering. We're tired of people interfering in our elections. We're not going to have it. So you're not going to get away with going around the state saying, oh, I'm a conservative. I'm tired of conservatives. They're not really conservatives. A real conservative would stand up for our democracy. You can't have capitalism without democracy. It's inefficient without democracy. You can't have this stuff. We are not going to put up with a Trump type. And she, I don't care if you support Trump or not, or say you don't support him. You just support DeSantis. You're not going to say who you support. These are people who are destroying our democracy. We want.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 14. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance of snow showers. Highs level off around 23. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 7 above. Mainly clear Sunday with highs around 29. 37 Monday. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be.
Welcome back to Master and Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines, and they're alive. Do not hang up. I'm going to take you in order. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Andrew of Detroit.
Hey, Matt. I normally would disagree with you on what you said about that MAGA judge. She maybe shouldn't run. But it's Wisconsin. And I was so sad with the results of the election in Wisconsin. It hurt. I always considered Wisconsin and Michigan like sister states. But you see how well we did in Michigan in this last election. And what got us there over the years, voter initiative. That should be a single thought for Democrats. Look for people in your state to run for statewide offices that believe in voter initiative. And the only way you're going to get things through, like gerrymandering. Look, we passed abortion, a woman's right here in Michigan because of voter initiative. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And voter initiatives are great. And it depends on state law. In this state, you can have a constitutional amendment. It has to pass two houses of the legislature, and they're gerrymandered and they won't pass it. A voter initiative right now is just advisory. And even to get it on the state ballot has to be by the legislature, which is gerrymandered. So it depends on state law. I would love to have voter initiatives, Andrew. We don't have them now. We're going to have to restore fair maps. And that's going to have to be by judicial decree, quite frankly, because the Republicans are entrenched and they're very much like barnacles on the hull of a ship, or, you know, you have weeds growing into a clearing. And you have to cut the weeds, because that's what they are, the Republicans. Thanks a lot for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. So what's in your mind today, Gene of Eau Claire?
Good afternoon, Matt. I think that is outstanding advice for that young judge. I watched her trial, and, you know, she's still, I think, you know, new at this. And I watched, you know, a lot of the comments and things. And I think that she can't let it go to her head. If she's truly a judge that believes in justice and the rule of law, she needs to stay out of this political fire with all of the money that those corporations, the wealthy people who want, you know, no laws on our environment, who don't want workers' comp laws, who don't want those type of laws. She needs to stay in the area she's in, because we are going to fight like mad, and we're going to bring out every single imperfection and everything we know to keep these Republicans out of there, because they follow what the Republicans tell them to do. They don't think for themselves, and right now she seems to be thinking for herself. And if she gets in there, she's going to be run by the politicians that run our state, the ALEC people, the Federalist Society. And if she truly wants to do well for her community and for the rule of law, I agree, she needs to stay the heck out of there, because we're fighting for our state to take it back, because we're sick of the way the Republicans are ruling the roost. And there's no democracy in Wisconsin. They even had it on MSNBC. One of them were talking about what the heck was going on in Wisconsin. Democracy does not live in the state of Wisconsin. I just seen it last night, and I was mortified. And I thought, yep, I'm glad they're picking up on it and let the world know what we got going on here. Thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on. Thank you.
Yeah, no. Thanks for calling in, Jean. You're absolutely right. And I'm not attacking her. I have no animus, and she may be a fine person. But what I'm saying is that we cannot have another right-wing Republican on the Supreme Court. They're killing us. They're killing our democracy. She'll have no choice. And during the various forums, she may say things like, well, I'll think about it. Baloney. Baloney. We don't want that anymore. We don't want that anymore. Janet Protasiewicz will win. Thank you. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Betsy of Madison.
Oh, Matt, you know, you are so important. You are so important. I'm so glad you have your back at 3. It's a better time for me. I can listen.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I think she should go for it. I mean, the more the merrier, right? I mean, this is just a primary. And let's see who she is. And this is the most important election that we have coming in Wisconsin. And I'm so glad you're talking about it, because our Supreme Court it's gone rogue. I mean, it's disgusting. And so thank God for you, and glad you're home safe. Thank you. Have a good Friday.
Thank you, Betsy. Thank you so much for such kind words. Let's get one more caller in quick. We only have about a minute and a half. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for almost reminding Wisco Paul.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Matt. I agree with what Jeannie said. I just want free and fair elections again. And you're not going to get that with a far right judge. You need somebody that's at least going to be fair. So I'm on board with what Jeannie said. And I hope people turn out in the spring election, because we need democracy again. And I think Jeannie's about said it all. So you have a great day, and I'm glad your show is on drive time here. It's a lot easier than getting up at 6 in the morning. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much, Paul. And Betsy, thank you very much. And Jean, yeah, I mean, here's the deal. We cannot have another conservative Republican on the Supreme Court like the 3 election deniers, the 3 election or democracy killers. And she may be a very fine person. I'm sure she is. But she's a Republican, right wing as heck. And she's going to have no choice with her donors and everything else. We're not going to have drop boxes. We're not going to have democracy. We're still going to have gerrymandering. We can't have that. We have to stand up as patriots for our democracy. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology. It starts with good genetics, and Rank Seed evaluates more than 80,000 data points of breeding material. By planting plots throughout the Midwest and Great Plains, we expose our genetics to a wide range of environments, which helps us select the best varieties. We then utilize the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our customers. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Ahoy, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Attorney General Josh Call announced today that the Wisconsin DOJ has blocked the operation of an online software sales training program from enrolling new students and collecting fees from already enrolled Wisconsinites with a court-ordered temporary injunction due to their failure to obtain approval to operate in Wisconsin. The company, Prehired, and its affiliated companies, Prehired Recruiting LLC and Prehired Accelerator LLC, operates an unapproved online proprietary school claiming to train students for careers as software sales development representatives. This program consists of pre-recorded videos, coursework assignments, mentorship sessions, and can be completed in 40 to 60 hours. They offer financing through an income share agreement, which commits students to pay up to $30,000 in future wages. AG Call stated that companies must follow common sense rules in place which protect Wisconsin consumers from harm. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 13. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 20. Cloudy. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 3 above. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Pending legislation. I'm feeling like, we really needed that for the People Act for the people and the John Lewis voting rights bill, and to break the filibuster to get those passed to address things like gerrymandering and dark money and things like that. And, you know, this last election just made it even more crystal clear what conservatives are prepared to do to institute minority rule and keep that going. And I would hope that would make an impression on Sinema and Manchin. And I'm feeling like it's got to happen now in the lame duck before the house is over to the Republicans. Is it?
You're right. Voting rights, in my opinion, of all the bills that are there in the Congress, is the most important. That's H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. And why do I say that? Because that would impose uniform rules, fair rules, in all federal elections around the country. I mean, we're talking presidential elections. That's federal. Senate elections, federal. House of Representatives, federal. And we're letting these clowns in some of these states abuse voters. Why are we doing that? If you had the voting rights bill that's been proposed and it's passed the House and the Senate, it's not passed. And why is it not passed? For two reasons. One is because Moscow Mitch filibustered and it would take 60 votes, and Manchin Sinema won't vote to overturn the filibuster. Believe it or not, this is a strange thing. Listen to this. Under the filibuster, it can take 60 votes, but the majority party can get rid of the filibuster by just a majority vote. Just a majority vote. But if Manchin Sinema don't go along, that would be only 48 votes. Kamala Harris doesn't get in to break any tie because there is no tie. That's what's happening. And what would it do? It would have uniform absentee voting, say 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it is. So it's uniform. It would have drop boxes. It would get rid of all these rules. For instance, in Georgia, if you give anything of value to anybody in line to vote, it's a crime. They've interpreted that to mean if you had an 8-month pregnant woman standing in the heat for 8 hours, she was about to faint and you gave her water, that's a thing of value. You've committed a crime. In Texas, if you interfere with the line of sight of observers of the election, which are usually thugs, Republican thugs, if some elderly woman who's checking people in gets up to go to the bathroom and they can't see a voter, she's committed a crime. And they only prosecute them in black areas. Okay, that's what's going on right now. Let's call a spade, right? That is the kind of stuff that's going on. In black areas, sometimes voting machines, quote, don't work, end quote. There are lines of 7 or 8 hours. There are lines like that in Houston, which is a Democratic area. There are things like you can't take somebody else's absentee ballot to the post office. What if they're elderly? What if they're crippled? In Arizona, on the Navajo reservation, they don't have any post offices. So once a week, somebody comes by to all the houses and they go, you got any mail? I'll drive it into wherever and mail it. You can't have an absentee ballot in that. A lot of those people don't have cars. A lot of those people don't know how to drive. What, are they going to take a bus for 40 miles to get to the post office? You see the stuff that's going on? You see the stuff that's going on? This would standardize elections. Crooked things like that. And it's not just in the former Confederate states. That kind of stuff here in Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin. You three members of the Supreme Court won't certify an election. They've gotten rid of drop boxes. This is going on in Wisconsin. And we're not a Confederate state. We sent regiments to support Lincoln to Shiloh and other battles. Regiments out of Janesville, Madison, Racine, Milwaukee. Okay? This is what is going on. And these clowns in the Senate, these Republican clowns, are filibustering it. And the clown Manchin and the clown Sinema won't vote for it. They won't even vote for it. Much less bust the filibuster. As a result, you have a patchwork quilt of corruption. Of corruption. And because what they've done successfully is to put the fear of criminal prosecution in people's minds. I'll give you a couple of other examples. The Latino vote in Texas underperformed when it came to even voting. And everybody goes, oh, well, they're shifting Republican. No, they're not. Most of them aren't. Cubans are in Florida, maybe that kind of thing. But there is a general feeling the Republicans are going to win anyway. And if I vote, I'm probably okay, but I don't want to take a chance. There are laws in some of these states that say that if you're a felon, you can vote once you're jail sentence and parole period are over. Guy down in Texas voted in an April election. His parole was over in June, but he had a clean record the entire time, facing 5 years in prison. Down in Tennessee, there was a dispute over whether somebody could vote. He was told by the election people he could. He did, and now he's being prosecuted. The Republican Party is using criminal prosecution to deter voting. You must understand that. The idea of SB 1 and HR 1 is, it says, look, for federal elections, you can't do it. Now, could you do it for state elections? Not if we had a Supreme Court that wasn't six tarantulas who are doing everything they can to bust the original Voting Rights Act. This is a call to arms. I'm telling you, this is happening. This is happening right now. So what is the shelf life on this thing? What is the expiration date? It is, quite frankly, right now, the lame duck. And Congress gets sworn in the first week in January normally. So we have, what, 6 weeks or something? Less than 6 weeks? We got Thanksgiving and Christmas in there. This is the time to do it. The sad thing is we're liable to pick up a Senate seat because Warnock will beat Herschel Walker. So we'll have 51. So even if Manchin or Sinema, but not both, refuse to vote for it, we can still be okay. However, it'll be filibustered, and we still need 50 votes so Kamala Harris can jump in. That means if Manchin and Sinema continue to be obstructive, we can't do it anyway. And more ominously, when we get in to the first week in January, Kevin McCarthy, a spineless, dull individual, if he's the speaker, he immediately, they withdraw the vote for it. They will have another vote and vote against the Voting Rights Act. That's what's happening. That's why we're fighting this trench by trench. And one of the fights in this state right now is the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And if you think that the Senate and the governor elections are important, this is really important. This is really important. And the primary is in February, and they're going to start circulating nomination papers in December. And they're filed in January. And then you have 6 weeks or something, 7 weeks from the filing to the election. And then after that, beginning of April, is the general election. And that's why I'm saying that Judge Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, one of the most experienced prosecutors and judges in the state, who has come right out very, very forthrightly for our democracy, and she will be one of the ones that we absolutely need to uphold our democracy. And we just got word that this Jennifer Doro of Waukesha, very, very conservative, Republican, would be on there. And there are already three destroyers of democracy on there who voted not to certify Joe Biden. One of them is not running for re-election, and Doro wants to replace her. And we have more of the same. We can't have that. We can't have that. My advice to her, and I've said it before, is you're a young person, and I have no personal animus. You want to run? Well, I'll tell you what. You got about a Supreme Court race every year or two going forward, but you should not run in a time when our democracy is in the balance. And you are going to sweet talk everybody and say, well, I'll probably be okay. Yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. If wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd have Christmas every day, okay? I'm tired of this kind of stuff. You know, you have Gorsuch and Kavanaugh going in glibly to idiots like Susan Collins and Dianne Feinstein and the rest, and they go, all right, would you vote to uphold Roe v. Wade? And they look soulfully in their eyes, and they say, it is precedent. Kavanaugh said it's double precedent because it was upheld in the Casey case as well. And they go, okay. Now, normal people, if they said something like that, would mean it. These people that the Republicans are putting up are not normal people, okay? I mean, that's the nicest way I can put it. And the state Supreme Court, thank God we get to vote for them. Thank you, Fighting Bob La Follette. Thank you, Fighting Bob La Follette. We get to vote for them, but only every 10 years. And this time, if she gets in, she'll say, well, you know, I had this famous case. Okay, you had a famous case. God bless you. I'm glad you had a famous case. We want our democracy. We want no gerrymander. Right now, we have 11 Senate seats out of 33. We have one third of them. Yet we get half the votes or more in the state Senate elections. In the past, we've had 17 or 18 state Senate seats. We have two votes in the assembly short of a veto-proof majority even there. They have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. They have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. This gerrymandering has taken away our democracy. And in Moore v. Harper, the U.S. Supreme Court, with the six tarantulas, they are going to vote for the independent legislature theory. Voskin announced the legislature will pick the presidential electors. They won't be fake electors anymore. We're going to pick them. Your vote is a beauty contest. And the Supreme Court will rule that the state Supreme Court can't do anything about it, and our Constitution can't do anything about it. The six tarantulas, I've said this before, lie in wait on the highway, the travelers with weak wills, and then they scurry out in their stubby furry legs, and they cover the traveler, and they suck out his rights, his constitutional rights. That is happening in America right now. So if you want voting rights, they have disbanded. They have invalidated most of the Voting Rights Act from the 1960s. None of this stuff I've talked about. You prosecute somebody for giving a pregnant woman water in a hot line for 7 hours in Georgia. Some elderly woman gets up and allegedly blocks the line of sight of a thug looking at a voter. They couldn't have done that with the Voting Rights Act. That would have required the permission of the Department of Justice. Now, it's just like after 1876, when they got rid of Reconstruction and Jim Crow took over. Exact same thing. There, it took almost 100 years. It took John F. Kennedy, and he was assassinated. Then Lyndon Johnson sort of backed into a corner. You know, back when he was a senator from Texas, he was not a liberal at all. But people were getting damned angry. Then Bobby got assassinated, and Martin Luther King got assassinated. And we had a spate of activity. Now the tarantulas are overturning that. We've got to fight trench by trench. So yeah, it'd be fun to have SB 1 and HR 1 pass, but those are the impediments. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
My ground, and I won't back down. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe of Madison?
Good to hear your voice. Always, it really is a pleasure that you're back and giving us a lowdown on how things are going. I wanted to hear you talk yet again. I know you spoke about this in your last several segments. It was about the Supreme Court race. And as I understand it, Matt, and maybe you can elaborate on this, now, where we were with that Supreme Court, the Supreme Court decision that was put out at the time of Trump challenging Wisconsin's electors, it focused on the two counties, as I understand, of Dane and Milwaukee County, and those three judges, those conservative judges, felt that ruled that, and they were overruled by the majority with Hagedorn going with the liberal side, that the votes that were cast in just two counties were without the required, quote, application that was needed, even though they were following exactly to the T what the Wisconsin Election Board said. I'd love to hear you talk about how it is that the three conservatives on that court could look at just two counties, Dane and Milwaukee, and make a judgment like that. There are 72 counties in this state. We didn't look at those other 70 counties, just two were looked at. What's the deal? I'd love to hear your reaction as to how Democratic it is to pick out two of the 72 counties that we have and go over that and say, no, we can't have your votes. Can you talk about that a bit, please?
Right. So that's terrific, because you really zoomed in on what's really going on. Those three justices, and remember, the majority were four, and to get to the majority, we needed Brian Hagedorn. Now, Brian Hagedorn is a very, very conservative gentleman. But Brian Hagedorn, in my opinion, has read the Constitution, and he understands the Constitution. And I don't care who he voted for. He might have voted for Trump, but my hat's off to him, quite frankly. He did the right thing there. And but the other three, you're right. Trump initially also attacked Brown County. But then you had Gableman, for instance, who wanted to throw the mayor of Madison in jail, and the mayor was seeing it. It's all these Democratic counties. And I've said on the air, and I've said to friends and others, why do they so selectively attack? In other words, doesn't that mean that every Republican who got elected that year or in that election is somehow deficient? And it was tactical. The best I can say, because I know all these justices, and, you know, look, the best I can say is, the dissent, the three that were destroyers of democracy, it was not a decision that you can explain by legal reasoning. First of all, Dane County and Milwaukee County do it by the book. They do it scrupulously. They're honest. I have voted in Milwaukee now, I mean, my entire adult life, but we've owned our home since 1979. So I voted there, what's that, 43 years, you know, this voting location. And the same, elderly ladies and gentlemen who are honest as the day is long. And when voter ID came in, I walked up and, hi, Matt, you know, they've known me for 40 years. And they, can I see your ID? They played it by the book. And I showed them my ID. They played it by the book. So it was an illegitimate decision. It was a decision that was done to benefit the Republican Party. And that is so contrary to everything that Fighting Bob La Follette stood for and that our state has stood for. This is a nonpartisan court. There was a time in the late 60s when the justice of the California Supreme Court said that Wisconsin had the best Supreme Court in the country. In the country. And I'm proud to say that one of the judges that was on it was Judge Thomas Fairchild. He was then put on the Federal Court of Appeals, sort of a promotion in Chicago by Lyndon Johnson. And I was his law clerk. A law clerk is not a clerk like stamping documents. We sit in on oral arguments. Then we have a conference with the judge. And he says, Matt, here's how I want the case to come out. And then I write a draft. I wrote drafts, a lot of drafts. And then he would do whatever he wanted with the drafts, edit them and so forth. But I am very proud to say that frequently there wasn't a lot of editing. He told me how he wanted it to come out. It's the most wonderful job I've ever had. He's a wonderful man and a wonderful mentor. And there are people like that on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And even though he was a Democrat, his father was a Republican, that didn't play into it at all. Well, there were a lot of people like him back then. And unfortunately, now it's become quite partisan. So those three people, and that's why I call them destroyers of democracy, they deliberately issued a decision or an opinion, which was in the minority, that was selective, and that was intended, frankly, or the result anyway, was intended to benefit one party and one candidate. And that's wrong. And quite frankly, that's why the president, one of them is up for election right now and is not running for re-election. And that's why we have these Janet Protasiewicz, and now it looks like Jennifer Doro. And my point is this. I'm not into this as a personal animus. I've not met Jennifer Doro. Might be a very fine person. But we cannot afford to have a replacement for the destroyer of democracy be another destroyer of democracy. What do I mean by that? We're a gerrymandered state. How would she vote on the gerrymander? Drop boxes. How would she vote the next time there's some kind of a challenge by a Trump-type person to just Dane County and Milwaukee? How would she vote? The book says that you don't come out and say how you'd vote. The book says, well, all she has to say is, I can't comment on a pending case, but I would do the right thing, or blah, blah, blah. We're beyond that. We're beyond that. Fighting Bob isn't around anymore. We are his descendants. We are fighting ourselves, okay? And what's going to happen is that Janet Protasiewicz has come out and said, look, the drop box decision was wrong. There should be drop boxes. I will stand up for our democracy. I will certify elections. She's saying it. It's very important to pay attention to this race. There's very low turnout in February primaries, very low turnout, sometimes 10%. We can't have that. Get in there and vote. Get in there and vote. Our democracy is at stake. Very low turnout in April elections, especially when there's not a president on the ballot. When there's a president on the ballot, big turnout. There isn't this year. Get out and vote. We cannot have a conservative Republican running and being elected and being another destroyer of democracy. This has been a great show, great callers, and we only got through a couple of topics. I have a bunch of topics here, a lot more to get through. Have a great weekend, everybody. The weekend before Thanksgiving. Great weekend. The sort of the holiday spirit will kick in next week. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. And as I say, a lot more to talk about this history as it's happening. Matt Flynn Direct back Monday, same time, same place. I'm signing off for now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.